Hello everyone. I thank you from the bottom of my heart for returning to another podcast episode. This week we will continue the devotional plan titled Facing the Giant of Addiction. I hope you allow God to work in you during the next 7 weeks. If you would like to leave a voicemail, you may do so at anchor.fm/odalismunoz/message. I will be sure to add them in my next episode. Getting a new wardrobe. If you're serious about living this new resurrection life with Christ, act like it. Colossians 3:1 MSG. Take a moment and read these words from Colossians 3 in the Message. Don't just read them once, meditate on them, digest them, then put them to work. Your old life is dead. That means killing off everything connected with that way of death: sexual promiscuity, impurity, lust, doing whatever you feel like whenever you feel like it, and grabbing whatever attracts your fancy. That's a life shaped by things and feelings instead of by God. It wasn't long ago that you were doing all that stuff and not knowing any better. But you know better now, so make sure it's all gone for good: bad temper, irritability, meanness, profanity, dirty talk. You're done with that old life. It's like a filthy set of ill-fitting clothes you've stripped off and put in the fire. Now you're dressed in a new wardrobe. Every item of your new way of life is custom made by the Creator, with His label on it. So, chosen by God for this new life of love, dress in the wardrobe God picked for you: compassion, kindness, humility, quiet strength, and discipline. Be even-tempered, content with second place, and quick to forgive an offense. Forgive as quickly and completely as the Master forgave you. And regardless of what else you put on, wear love. It's your basic, all-purpose garment. Never be without it. Colossians 3:3-14 MSG. Now reread those words, asking God to help you make them a reality today. Prayer point. I pray that today won't finish with a list of offenses I've collected, Lord. I release to you anything the enemy would try and trap me with. Please help me to live a life of forgiveness every day. Lord, help me see you as my life's most critical aspect. Help me to focus on what you desire to see blossom in my daily walk. Let me focus on your kingdom, not mine. Amen. Courtesy of United Christian Broadcasters, YouVersion Bible.